How the words you say, the words you think make you dumb. One of the most insidious and invisible parts of being human is that words we use for everything are already meanings, not facts. Interpretations. And we don't know it. We think things are what we say they are. Maybe not. And because we think the meaning is the thing, we are wrong much of the time. In fact, the truth value of language is 30% only. Instead of what we think it is. Of course 100%. Not so. I read a lot. And I always have a hang-up around words that try to express a facial expression that expresses some sentiment. Right? We don't quite know what is behind a smile, a sneer, a grin, or whatever, do we? I may know if and when I can feel it. But otherwise. No clue. The Martian's view. Early in this work I was trying to make people say what a Martian, unfamiliar with the language, would say about things. So through that we could get a closer approximation of what reality is. Using words that don't have a meaning. Like move, open mouth, make sound, tilt head, corner of mouth lifting. Not cultural words. The inability to see things without the interpretation was staggering. And it never got better. In yesterday's article I suggested that developing the skill of being able to interpret anything in 1,000 different ways, using the bits of accurate facts as elements of the story. The issue is finding the accurate facts. If you can't tell the difference between a fact and your interpretation of it, the words, then won't be able to change your life. Seriously. Your words keep your life anchored to doom. Here's a scenario. A family, father, mother, 3-year-old kid are walking in the street. The parents carry heavy shopping bags. Straggling, the kid is behind them. The parents are talking to each other. At a street corner the little kid stops. The parents continue. They are further and further away. The kid is just standing there. After a while a woman approaches the kid, who suddenly starts to cry. The woman is talking to the kid. Suddenly the mother arrives, swoops up the kid and walks away with him. When they get home the father spanks the kid. Now, try your hand on these facts as if they were pieces of a jigsaw puzzle.